great action last night. It was a big night up there last night, Chris, at the National Senior Finals, and we had three Donegal boxers in total in the finals, and the night belonged to Matthew McCall, boxing out of Ellie's Golden Gloves. Matthew won the welterweight title for 2019, and he had a very, very hard passage through to this, because these championships started on Friday the 19th of October when he outpointed Kristen Preston from Dublin Docklands 5-0. Then a week later, he outpointed the strongly fancied Conor Renahan from Katie Armagh 5-0. And in his quarterfinals last weekend, he outpointed Sean Butler from Riverside and Cork. And last night, he came up against the strongly fancied Galway City boxer from the Olympic Boxing Club, Martin Salmon. And again, he won on a 5-0 decision last night again. And it was 4-1s in 4 weeks from up against top-class opposition. And he also received the Dr. Martin Purcell Memorial Cup for the boxer of the championships. It was great, great weekend for young McCall.
Yeah. And great for him, because he...
so many times, you know, so when he got over the line last night, great to see it, Chris.
Yeah, and he's been knocking on the door for a while, so great to see him coming through.
That's right, he's been knocking on the door now. He's been in many finals, but he could never get over the line. He always hit the crossbar all the time, but last night, thank God he got over the line, and he had a great performance at these championships. He was outstanding in every fight. Like, he won every one of his four fights by unanimous decision. There were no tight fights at all. He was very, very impressive the whole way through.
And once again, Illy's well represented in national finals.
That's right. It was an all-in-a-shown female final, Chris, at 69 kilos, Caroline Gallagher. She crossed swords with a former Cairn boxer, Rosemary Doherty. She's studying at Limerick University, and she was boxing out of St. Francis Club in Limerick. And Doherty got the decision last night, 5-0. It was a very keenly contested contest, you know. But Doherty came out on top on the night. She won 5-0. They claimed the 69-kilo final female title, you know. So good night for Donegal boxing.
And in total, I think we had 18 finals. What was your overall feeling about the quality of the and the caliber of people at this top level?
Very, very good, Chris. There were some great finals there last night. Every final was good. There was only one stoppage in the whole night. Evelyn Aguero from Clanofa and Dundalk, she stopped her opponent in the second round. All the contests were very, very evenly matched, and they all went the distance, and all the boxers performed very, very well on the night. Great night's boxing, big crowd, great atmosphere, electric atmosphere, you know, and it was good for all the boxers, you know, to have such a big crowd. They were paraded to the ring at 6:30, and the boxing got underway at 7:00 and finished up at 11:00. So it was a great night out for all the fight fans last night in Dublin.
And anybody catch your eye that we should be looking out for in the years ahead?
Well, there's a few boys there now. You can, well, McCall would catch the eye as well. And then you had Dean Clancy from Manor Hamilton, from the Sean McDermott Club in Manor Hamilton. He also put on a very, very good performance. So it was, you know, and you had a young man from Swords there as well, Cameron. He from Swords in County Dublin, and he was also very good performer. He beat the Belfast man on a 3-2 split decision. It was a cracking contest, you know.
And certainly I know it's busy times at this time of year on the boxing front. I think there's a big tournament in Derry this weekend. Derry Select against Fermanagh and Tyrone Select. And then at underage level, boys action in Oma. So it's trying to get a lot in before the end of the calendar year.
That's right, Chris. It's very, very busy. It was a big show in Derry in the Maldon Hotel last night, I think. I was in Dublin, but by all reports, they had a great night, big crowd and all there. I think Derry come away with a 7-3-1 last night. All good boxing. There was a few Donegal boxers involved as well last night, but it was a good night for the Derry County Board on their county board show. Like, on the day, we had the Ulster 9 County Novice Championships. They got underway up on Oma the day. We had four boxers in action the day. Emmett O'Gara from St. John Bosco, Darren Stewart, Daly, Charlie Leader from Letterkenny, and Tom Devine from our new club, Lufford. But unfortunately, none of the boys got ones at all today, and it continues up there tomorrow with the semi-finals, and We have three boys on tomorrow. We have the Sharky Brawler from Dunlow, Brian and Joe, and Lee Doherty from Rafoe. So hopefully we'll get a couple of winners tomorrow, Chris, to get through the next Saturday's finals of the Nine County Championships. And for novice boxers, we're 14 up to 17 years of age, you know.
And what's in the diary for the next couple of weeks?
Well, we have plenty of shows, Chris. Next Saturday night now, we have a big show over here in the Deal Sports Provision in Rafoe. We have the Paddy Brennan Boxing Academy from Tenbury Wells in England coming over, and they have a camera crew from Channel 4 with them. They're making a boxing documentary. It'll go out on Channel 4 in January, so it'll be a big night for us, ourselves, over here in Rafoe. And there's plenty of other tournaments lined up at the minute as well. St Bridges and Clonmany have a tournament, the Illies have a tournament, Letterkenny have a tournament. So it's all busy, 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 Chris, right through to after Christmas.